Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show. You're listening to it on 790 ESPN. I am your host, Paul Metters. This is the Sunbird Sports Show. It's a show that we've been doing since September. I'm doing it live here at beautiful Dan Martin Stadium on the campus of Fresno Pacific University, not at the station this week. And one of the reasons we're doing it now at this 5 o'clock hour and here on the campus of Fresno Pacific University is because this is the final show of the school year. Show number 28, if you can believe it or not. I was talking to Pablo Zubieto, you're going to hear from later. He's been on the show a lot. He provides updates on what's coming up next at Fresno Pacific University. And he's like, what? Show number 28 already? It seems like we haven't done that many. I suppose that's a good thing because the shows have been absolutely amazing all season. I have thoroughly enjoyed my time getting to know the coaches here at Fresno Pacific University and the wonderful student athletes as well. Last week, we were able to recap the flight night that Fresno Pacific University does, where they honor all the student athletes to get together in the Workington Center and just have a good time. And they're celebrating the Freshman of the Year, Newcomers of the Year, Play of the Year, Teams of the Year. Just a great, great evening. I was fortunate to be a part of that. That was last Tuesday, and we were able to talk about it on Wednesday. But, we're going to take a little bit of a break because, believe it or not, graduation is happening next week, May 10th, I believe. Does that sound right? Yeah, I'm asking lots of questions here, making sure I'm getting everything correct. But May 10th is when graduation is going to happen here on campus. So we're going to take a little break and reset next year. I don't want to announce exactly how this is going to work next year, but the Sunbird Sports Show is going to carry on. We're not quite sure of the format, days and times and all that different stuff. But, this has been a lot of fun and happy to bring all the good stuff that's happening here on campus to you guys. It's been an absolute blast. So what's going on today? We're going to have three different guests. We're going to have Coach C.J. Haydock from the men's basketball program. I'm looking at him. He's right across here at Dan Martin Stadium, sitting at a table here by the snack bar. Ray Eggert, who is the new swim and dive coach for both the men's and women's program. He was recently hired. He's an FPU alum, an NAIA national champion, teacher at Sanger High. He's led that program for the last few years. Was at Clovis North as well. He's brand new at Fresno Pacific as far as coaching, but he was an excellent swimmer and a student athlete here. Maybe the mid-2015s or so. So we're gonna get to know him a little bit more. We've got Tatum Benson. She's actually to my left right now. We're going to wrap things up with her career. She's been on the show before. She's a water polo superstar here at Fresno Pacific, and can't wait for you guys to hear what's going on next in her life. But I'm going to do a recap here before we bring on Tatum. As we know, the season, the sports season here at Fresno Pacific is wrapping up. Our last Sunbird recap of the year, we're going to be talking about track and field, the only team left that is still active and in a competitive season. They competed this past weekend at the Fresno State Invitational across town. On the women's side, last week's guest, Brianna Green, continued her historical season, breaking the school record in the 400-meter race, placing third in the country. Freshman Avril Mendoza, she PR'd in the 400 hurdles to place 11th in the country. Maddie Whipple and Maria Magnus' daughter placed 1 and 2 in the 1,500-meter race. Lastly, the 400-meter relay team of Green, Vera, Copeland, and Randolph ran a nation-leading time of 3:32, placing second all-time in the FPU record books. On the men's side, former guest Jamar Palmer broke his own 100-meter school record, running a 10-3 flat. The men's 4x400 relay team of Palmer, Xavier Cook, Bo Olson, Damian Smith ran a fourth all-time FPU mark of 3 minutes and 10 seconds. All right, we're a little bit hot here. What are we sitting at? About 84 degrees. Well, I say that as we're going to be rolling into June and July and obviously August, September temperatures here in the Central Valley. But again, here at Dan Martin Stadium on the campus of Fresno Pacific University, while the Pac West baseball tournament is going on. So if you hear the ping of the bat, you know what, that's baseball right behind me. So now time to bring on Tatum. Welcome back to the show. This is your second time. This is still pretty cool. Do you consider yourself an expert? You feel a lot more comfortable on air now?
Yeah, a little bit more comfortable for sure. I'm not an expert yet. I'll leave that to you.
Well, no. I mean, it's all about you guys and what you guys have accomplished over your career and the wonderful experience you had at Fresno Pacific University. All right, so let's start with here. So you are working on your master's. Am I right on that? You already have your undergrad?
Yep. I just did my last presentation last night. So I'll be walking the graduation stage on Saturday.
So you are walking. So that's going to be this Saturday. Yep. All right. So what was your final? Was it like your final presentation?
Yeah, it was like our big project for our last course was to make a business of your own and then present it to the class and some professors.
So you and how many other
There
students?
Were 16 students in my class.
And how many were in your group? Was it by yourself? Was it just you?
Yeah, just a personal assignment.
Okay, so what was your final project on? Did you have Google Slides? Did you have some samples? I mean, what did that look like?
Well, I was on Zoom, but did a PowerPoint presentation. My business was a sea glass jewelry business. I make jewelry. Fun fact. I had a few pieces that I showed off, and it was really fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. My daughter, really quick, she goes to CART school. She goes to Bullard Halftime and then CART, which is in Clovis. And she did basically the same thing. She made her own juice, and she put together a slideshow and a website, and she sold the juices. So, a little entrepreneur in you, right?
Love it.
All right. So you obviously went to the flight night, right? How cool of an experience. Well, have you been? How many have you been to?
I've gone to 3. They typically line up with our final season games, so it's really exciting when we do get to go. So this was my third of the long time I've been here.
Okay. All right. So for people that missed last week's episode, I just kind of just share the experience, how cool that is, who you're sitting with, and just the vibe of the whole night.
Yeah, it's one of the most fun events that the athletes get to go to. I think it's just so much fun to see everybody all dressed up for once. You know, we're always like coming in and out of the pool for us, you know, water sport athletes. I think my fellow teammates can sympathize of like, you know, you're in a swim cap. You compete with these crazy looking ear guards on your head.
And
so just to have a little bit of time to like get together and then
and wear nice shoes.
Wear shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
At all. It's just super fun. And then to, you know, have dinner and sit with your teammates and just talk about, you know, just things other than athletics for, you know, that dinner conversation. And then to go in, and it's just so wonderful to, you know, recognize the accomplishments of everybody who's at school with you. And I just love to cheer.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're screaming every time somebody gets announced, and it's so much fun.
What was the highlight for you? Was it just hanging out with your teammates one last time, having one last, you know, fun event together, or maybe it was a special moment, somebody got recognized? What was, like, the highlight for you?
I think probably just cheering everybody on is just my favorite part of the event. You know, I'm hoarse and losing my voice by the end of it. So just – to have all of the athletes in one room and just to see even like, you know, it's not just your team who cheers on the winner. It's the whole entire crowd, because we're all in it together. And, you know, it's a unifying experience, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. And for those that can't visualize it, I'll try my best. It's basically the ESPYs. If you've ever watched the ESPYs on ESPN, where they give awards for play of the year and all that stuff. I mean, video screen, they show the different plays of the year throughout the event, and that's one of the last ones. There's a Sunbird of the Year as well, so that's a really cool deal. I hope to be involved with it moving forward. All right, so water polo, that was your thing, and your career ended as the school's all-time leading scorer. What, 253? I think that's the number we got.
You know, I didn't know the
Well, there you
number.
Go. There's a number. Take that with you. 253 career goals. You know, we do the Sunbirds recap, and I would mention you every week because there you are, your leading scorer in the women's water polo program. All right, so moving forward, though, we talked a little bit, right? You're competitive. You're athletic. You got that gene, right, that just won't go away. You got the itch. You got to be involved in something. So is there any water polo league in the future? Is there an adult league? Or what does anything competitive look like for you in the future?
Well, USA Water Polo is, like, an incredible organization that has so many opportunities for Masters water polo clubs and, you know, events and get together. They even offer, I was talking a little bit about Masters Nationals, and I'm trying to convince the girls in my area to maybe put together a team of just, you know, the all the college athletes who are back home now. But they even offer the opportunity for, if you don't have enough people in your area to make a team, you can just say, I want to sign up, and they'll find a place for you. So it's just really, you know, a really supportive community, and there are opportunities. And so I definitely want to keep playing. My parents are Ironman, so my dad's done 15,
oh,
and my mom's done 2. And my whole life growing up was athletics, and so maybe I'll find my way into triathlons or running, or my aunt is a professional bodybuilder, so, you know, that has always been something that's been on the back of my mind, so just kind of see where it takes me.
All right, so Ironman triathlon, so your family basically likes to punish their own bodies. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yeah, we just grew up a little crazy there.
And your sister, though, too. Your sister is on the show. So the Fresno Pacific Benson legacy is going to live on, right?
Yes, yep. And I'll be back to watch her and cheer on the girls.
All right. So you mentioned you're walking on Saturday with your Masters, right?
Yep.
Away from Fresno Pacific. You know, it's cliche for a reason. But did your experience or maybe even this year go by super fast for you?
It went pretty quick. This year especially. I knew it was like my last year, and it was a really exciting year because I got to spend it like with my sister, like you mentioned. But it went really fast. We were just having a sleepover the other night at my house, and I was like, okay, this is like the last sleepover we're going to have, you know, like, and then I'm going to be home and you're going to be here. And she's like, don't talk about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, it happened so quickly, you know.
If you could go back, Tatum, to like your freshman year when you first took a step on campus, and you could go back and tell yourself some advice or whisper, like, what would you tell yourself now?
I think I would reassure myself that I was making the right choice. You know, it's pretty hard to make that choice of where you're going to spend your time, and I don't think that I would have picked anywhere else if I had the opportunity again.
So you would whisper, yes, this is the right choice.
Do it. You're gonna feel like home. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna love it. You're gonna challenge yourself, and that's what I wanted. So.
That's awesome. All right, a couple more questions for you. This is Tatum Benson, school record in water polo as far as goals go. Oh, you know what? You were in goal this year for a couple games, one game?
I was, yes.
Tell me about this.
Well,
how did that go down?
We needed a goalie for the game because our goalies were out, and I had played goalie last year too. I get in there every once in a while because of circumstances and things, and I just had a blast. My best friend, Rosemary Chapman, who played here before with me, graduated a couple years ago, was in the stands behind me with my best friend, one of my best friends, her boyfriend, and I was like, guys, heckle me, like, tell me, like, make fun of me, and then, like, some nice lady was like, you guys are being so mean to her, and it was just a lot of fun, you know?
You're like, it's okay, I can take it.
I was just laughing my way through it, and, you know. And I did a good job.
Yeah. Well, what was your best save in the game? Do you remember?
Well, shout out to our men's goalie, Chase.
Yep.
Before the game, I was like, I just need a couple pointers. And he's like, when the ball goes into center, just get your hands out of the water and like stay there and try to react. And so there was a moment where the ball went into center. I put both my hands up and then I managed to save it. And I looked at him and I was like, thank you.
There you go.
So
that's
was
awesome.
My favorite moment of the game.
There you go. Okay. So last question. So Tatum, like, what is your biggest takeaway? You know, I like to get philosophical every once in a while, but what is your biggest takeaway from your time here at Fresno Pacific University? Maybe there's somebody that's listening that's like, yeah, I'm not sure if this is the right school for me. You know, I'm not sure about what I want to do with my life, what even my classes might look like. So what is something, maybe an encouraging thing or some of the best, your best takeaways from your experience here?
Wow. You know, I just think that through it all, God had my back, and even in the hardest moments, he was there supporting me and, you know, lit the path that I was supposed to find along the way, and I was so blessed by the things that I was given through him. And, you know, something that my grandpa always told me was, you know, you were given the strengths that you were given for a reason, so use them in the way that would glorify God. And so if your strengths are finding you maybe to Fresno Pacific, come to our campus and use your God-given strengths, and you're going to make an impact on the people around you.
gosh, amazing, right? Walking away with a Masters, all-time goal leader in women's water polo. You're probably going to run some Ironman triathlons in a few years. You're going to do it all. So, Tatum, it was great getting to know you over the last few months. And thank you for coming on the show. And
thank you for having
good
me.
Luck. You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a break. We got Coach CJ Haydock here listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Wow, what a great conversation with Tatum Benson. You know, just those are the type of student athletes that Fresno Pacific produces. It's can't talk enough good stuff about what's going on here on the campus, what's been going on for a long, long time. I mean, Fresno Pacific, I don't know if you call it a sleeping giant, but, hey, it's been around for a long time, and it produces quality people and quality athletic programs, too, and a quality education. Heck, they gave me a degree. I went here for like 5-6 years, I think, and they gave me a piece of paper, and I walked, shook the hand of the president and everything. So I guess I have a degree from here. That's what the paper tells me. And those student loans that I had to pay back, too.
You paid for that degree. That piece of paper you paid for.
I certainly did. All right, so we got CJ Haydock. So we got baseball, behind us. And I asked you off air, were you a baseball guy? Because obviously you're a basketball guy through and through, but you played a little league?
Yeah, I was okay.
Until 12?
I threw some no-hitters.
Really?
Yeah, I think 3, if I remember correctly.
I mean,
I'm getting old.
Well, you're like 6'3", 6'4". What are you calling you? 6'3 and a half? Were you tall back then? Tall, lanky guy and
yeah.
Had an overhand delivery?
Yeah.
Tough to pick up?
Yeah, I could pitch. I never could hit. But it turns out a specialty skill gets you far in life. So, yeah.
Were you fastballs only, or were you throwing curveballs back then?
My last couple of years, I was throwing curveballs before I, like, and then, like, every young person gave it up to focus on hoop. But I love baseball. It's a great sport. What we got going today is a good time. America's pastime.
It is. All right, so let's talk a little basketball. So you became the winningest men's coach in Fresno Pacific University. I was there broadcasting the game, got to see all the celebration, which surprised some players, right? They didn't know until afterwards. They didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. So what's like the coolest? Do you have a little piece of memorabilia yet from that, or a picture framed, a basketball signed or anything like that? What's something that your keepsake?
I actually have two. Our guys didn't know that I was chasing that record. I certainly knew, and Coach McClurg knew, but we tried not to. I didn't feel like that was fair to put on athletes. Post game, as is basketball tradition, I got the water bath from our guys. And there's a photo of in the locker room, and Sean Nealon-Lino, who is like my little brother. I would try to say son, but he would get mad at me if I said that. He's like a member of our family, played for us here, has spent Christmas for us. So there's a photo from the locker room celebration where he's got his hand on his head and I'm dripping water off my hair. That's pretty special. And then I have a signed ball from all my guys that day. So, yeah, special day for sure.
Where's the ball? Is it in your office?
It's currently in my bedroom. I haven't figured out. It's going to get a pristine spot in my office. And so it's going to require some redesigning, so it hasn't made it back to the office yet.
What I've been to your office once. What other cool pieces of stuff do you have hanging on the wall?
So I have a big piece of art that says "First Thing Stays First," which is our program motto. That one of my best friends, who's a FPU alum, former student body president Jordan Wiebe, made for me. I have a signed ball. Everything I have in my coaching journey started with a very specific team at Emmanuel High School, led by Colin Slater. So I have a signed ball from that team in my office. I have my high school section title rings in there. There is a special photo from us at the national tournament. We were the first team in 2021 in school history to make the NCAA tournament. I have a signed ball from the 2001 Sacramento Kings. So random.
How'd
I'm not even a
that?
Kings fan. It was a present from somebody.
All right.
It was like an estate sale pickup that got passed on to me, but it's like an all-time. I mean, Bibby, Bobby Jackson, Vlade. It's niche basketball history.
Doug
so I'll take
maybe?
It. It's good. Yeah.
So that's cool. All right. So I asked Tatum this, and you mentioned too, we're getting old. We're getting up there in age. Does it seem like the days? Obviously, days you're grinding, right? You're waking up and you're doing your thing, and then you put your head. You lay your head at night and you're thinking, oh, man, look at all the things I got to think about for tomorrow. But do the days seem long and the years are getting shorter?
Ooh, the old parental outage.
Right? Like, yeah. I don't know. Where are you at in life as far as basketball here at Fresno Pacific with that concept as well? You got to have gauges, right? Oh, let's make it to September.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe October's a benchmark. Hey, let's get to Christmas time.
Yeah.
Like, how do you frame May a year
is,
now?
May is our time to reset
yeah.
as a staff. I definitely feel like the vet. Like, I when I got hired here, I was one of the youngest coaches in the country. It's been a decade, and now I'm like the third longest tenured coach in the conference, and I feel a little bit in crisis over it, but that's okay.
Are you going out buying a Corvette or anything?
No Corvette. Okay. I do have this fantastic long hair going. That's my midlife crisis. No, I mean, I think, like, you have to, like, walk into each version of yourself really well, and I definitely feel that right now. Like, I used to really pride myself on sweat equity with our guys in skill workouts, because I could get out and give them a good, like, shadow defense look? Could I really sweat with them? And could I be the most energetic guy in every room? And turns out Father Time will try to take those things from you. And so I still believe in some of those things for sure, but that can't be it. You have to walk into the next phase. Yeah, that's how I feel.
What's the best way to put a bow on this school year for you? I mean, basketball, school year, just everything.
Yeah, I can broad stroke. I mean, I would say basketball-wise, I'm really proud of where our program's at for sure. I'm really grateful to our group of seniors that are leaving that have, like, left an indelible culture that's going to resonate for a long time. We have 12 returners. We signed a really good class. We're excited about all those things. But also, like, from a school year athletic standpoint, there's so many cool things happening here. In 10 years here, I've never felt the same sense of, like, enthusiasm and excitement. We have leadership alignment from our administration that's really strong. Our track goes out and wins the conference. Our women's water polo team is really strong. Our men's soccer team is in a great position. We've got a bunch of big things going on. The baseball stadium we're sitting behind right now, the clubhouse and the grand opening that we were both at, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago that you broadcast from. Some of the stuff we've got planned for the Special Events Center in terms of video board, new seating, team room renovations. And those are just the things. And nice things are nice. They're something we want to be a part of. But they're actually also very good signifiers of the state of the university, of the institution, of the athletic department. And so in 10 years here, I think athletically, internally, if you talk to anybody in our athletic department, coaches, administrators, I think the sense of alignment, the sense of, like, optimism, the sense of joy is the strongest it's been. There's all kinds of markers that indicate that. Some of our corporate sponsorships, some of the physical things that have been built. But then, too, you know, like, our first semester here, our student-athletes had one of the highest GPAs in school history. Like, there's just lots of indicators of upward progress. I think the burden of those of us that have done athletics for a long time is, like, forward progress immediately ceases when you start looking in the rearview mirror and patting yourself on the back for that forward progress. So how can we continue to be more? That's how I would sum up this school year. Really, really grateful for the place that we're at, for sure.
Talk to me more about the scoreboard. So you briefly mentioned it. I heard Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director, talk a little bit about it. So explain some of those cool ideas you guys have.
Yeah, so this summer in June, they'll put a video board up in the gym. It's 40 feet wide. It'll serve us really well for athletic functions. We also host chapel, our worship gathering in the gym, and so it'll serve that function as well. So we're really excited about some of the updates that are coming in there. And then the seating, which is all original from when the facility was built in the 80s, will get replaced. The timeline, it depends on how long it takes them to manufacture them, but just stuff that's going to enhance the fan experience, just stuff that's going to enhance our student athlete experience, and on the other side, not just athletically, going to enhance the average student who spends once a week in there for our chapel college hour service. And so just fun stuff going on everywhere.
That's cool. All right, so you mentioned May is kind of a reset, right? Maybe you know, try to exhale a bit. So what after May, what does the basketball season look like for you? I don't even know, like, summer. Like,
yeah,
you're able to get together. I just explain what you guys can do.
Division two is no contact. So the last time we were with our team was last Friday was our last spring session, and we won't be able to be working with our team, weight room or gym, until August 21st, I believe, is the date. And so we do a bunch of stuff. We meet every Sunday night on Zoom. We get guys spread out. I'll have one in Spain. I'll have one in New Zealand. I'll have two in Australia. I got one in Montenegro. I got one in Canada, and then a bunch of guys in California. And so we meet every week on Zoom, so we kind of foster that connection and that culture, try to keep that going. And then lots of individual touches. My guys will hear from me, each one of them, and I carry a big roster, so I have 18 of them. They'll hear from me once a week, and then, you know, we start to look forward to next year. So right now we're sewing up non-conference scheduling, and conference scheduling is getting finalized with some of the changes in our league, and start to look forward to travel planning, start to look at our next recruiting classes big, start to align all the academics for our guys, make sure our seniors are on track to graduate, all of those things. May, you try to close out the prior year. June, you try to start to look forward to the upcoming year and all the things that are going to be entailed in that. So, yeah.
Talking with CJ Haydock, the head men's basketball coach at Fresno Pacific University. All right, so I want to go back to the Zoom meeting. So you're meeting with all these guys from different countries, and what does that look like? Is it team bonding stuff, or are you?
Yeah.
Is it a mix of, hey, you need to take this class, or what does that look like? Or maybe your seniors are speaking into the freshmen, or
yeah,
you're having a little word together. What's going on those Zoom
yeah
meetings?
So we do it during the school year, too. The name of the meeting is, we call it a commitment meeting. And so we are a little countercultural around here, and we're pretty proud of that. I've been here 10 years. We've never once sat as a team and made a goal. Never once. I don't believe in goals. I don't have personal goals. I don't believe in them. What I do believe in is commitments, because commitments are controllable. And so when I make a commitment to a teammate, to my wife, to my son, to my brother, whatever it is now on my word whether I'm going to live who I say I am. So every week we do commitment meetings. And so in the school year, it looks a little bit different. We actually hand them a schedule of what their schedule is for the week and try to help them with that. It really helps with time management, learning, and what it takes to be a successful adult, because our guys, yes, we want to win at the highest level here, but also, like, winning can be a byproduct of the habits that also are going to make them great insurance salesmen one day. All those things. And so when we do it on Zoom, there's a commitment meeting portion of it that we do. There's definitely like a, hey guys, like, we're 12 weeks out from our report date. You know, our strength coach gets on every 4 weeks, kind of walks them through the new phase of what they're supposed to be doing, what we hand them. There's usually some sort of, like, yeah, team bonding question that we do. You know, sometimes a guy will share, but the meat and potatoes of the meeting is our commitments for the week. And so, you know, that's how we build our culture and our work, and guys will make commitments about, you know, we ask them to make a personal growth commitment every week. There's a level of trust and intimacy that comes from that, that's part of team building. And then we ask them to make a basketball commitment. So there's twofold. What does your strength look like? What does your strength training look like in terms of our plan? And then what is your hoop commitment for this week? And so we do that year round, all the time. We certainly take a couple weeks off here and there, but it's the fabric of our program. It's something we really believe in. And so the joy, we do it on Sunday nights in California, which means it's Monday mornings in Australia. But that's one of the highlights of my week every week, is Sunday night, getting to be reminded that, hey, like, I got to keep paying my dues here for the next 12 weeks, because then I get to coach this team again. And there is nothing, like, I'll turn 40 in September, and there is nothing on this earth that lights my world up like being on the floor with my team. So
you're turning 40?
I'm turning 40. Make you feel old?
Yeah, a little bit. A little
okay.
bit. All right.
Okay.
So, see, I got a couple more questions for you. I'm curious about the roster this
yeah.
coming year, right?
Yeah.
So you can talk about the guys that have signed.
Yeah.
And you got a couple local dudes. You got Lucas Jones
yeah.
from Clovis North, Abram Potts from San Joaquin Memorial.
Yeah.
Right? How cool is that? And then, you know, talk about what your roster might look like for next year.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, we're fired up. I mean, all right. I got a Coach Haydock rant for you. So, like, so first of all, your roster starts with, the adage in college basketball is, your roster starts with, like, who you return, right? So we return 12 dudes. And if you start there, you're in a pretty good shape. There's four returning all-league players in the league. Isaac Peralta
wow.
is one of them, and is back for his senior campaign, right? And I'm just so proud of that. Like, I don't want to hear Fresno people complain about how much money anybody in town has for NIL anymore. I don't want to hear anyone complain about the transfer portal, because if that stuff is something you're complaining about, you just come down here to Chestnut and Butler, where we don't have those problems. If you are unhappy with how college athletics has gone, you just come support the Birds. The red and blue team across town, you don't have to buy in to all those things. And so we're really proud of what we built. There's no question. we think we've got 12 guys that are really, really talented. You know, we have eight of our top 10 back. We have our three leading scorers back, Harrison Panisi, Seth Brown, Isaac Peralta. And what's wild is last year, Jaden Garone, who's a hometown guy from San Joaquin Memorial and then came to us from Montana State, sat with a medical redshirt. And he'll be back. And honestly, Jaden's one of our most talented guys, if not our most talented. And so we start with that internal evaluation that we're really fired up about. And then, you know, we bring in a bunch of guys that we're really excited about. So keep our backcourt home with those freshmen, with Abram Potts and Lucas Jones. We got a couple more who are coming, but I can't talk about yet because of the machinations. But we're really fired out about the Fresno boys. It's been a couple years since we've had Fresno guards. Lucas is going to be unbelievable for us. He's going to leave as a winner. He comes from a basketball family with his dad being a lifelong coach who's incredible to talk hoop with, right? That's a major steal for Fresno Pacific. We're fired up about it. And then Abram Potts is the same way. Dad is a local legend, does unbelievable work for the youth of our community and club stuff. Both those guys are really, really talented. They've been playing pickup with our guys some. And they're going to have a tremendously bright future. And I just think it's part of our job is to have local kids. It's part of it. So we signed those two. And then we also signed two big-time transfers that are coming in. We have the best freshman in the league last year, and Liam Switzer, who's an Australian who's back. And, you know, the second most talented or the other most talented freshman in the league was a kid named Nick Davidson. Who's best friends with a guy on our roster who was a freshman this year. He's got a bright future in Hugo Gonzalez. And Nick Davidson signed with us. He transferred from Menlo College, averaged 13 points a game there. Was an honorable mention all-league guy, really talented. And so we felt like we already had the best young nucleus in the league. We return all of it. 12 guys, we'll only have two seniors. We add the freshman coming in. We add Nick, and then we signed one other point guard, a kid out of St. Leo College University in Florida, which plays in the Sunshine State, which is the best basketball conference in Division II in the country. And he's 10 points, 5 assists a game, and shoots 40% from three. And kind of was when we started the process of evaluating our roster. We had one guy doing background work and one guy doing evals. And when we came back, the list was Amar Hodd is the guy we want. He's the guy that fits our culture the best and fits our on-court need the best. So we're fired up about our roster. That's for sure. It's the first time we've had continuity in a long time. It's the most talented roster we've had since, you know, 21-22 when we were top 25 in the country. And we're excited to see where it goes. But, you know, talent doesn't mean anything until you walk the path.
Man, I'm excited. I'm fired up for
you. I got
you
fired up. Now you're ready to be back in the Special Events Center.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get Scott Bemis with a headset and broadcasting games.
Where is Bemis at?
I think he's up there. I think he's doing
that's fair.
He's doing PacWest baseball stuff on the PacWest Network. All right, CJ, you do got me fired up, man. Always great to see you and talk with you. I wish we had more time. We got to take a break here. If I don't see you, man, have a good rest of the summer.
Yeah, no doubt. You too.
Yeah, all right. We'll stay in touch. All right, we're going to bring up Ray Eggert, who is the brand new men's and women's swim and dive coach here at Fresno Pacific University. You're listening to it on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
And now, the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to the final segment of the final show of the year, show number 28. Again, thank you to everybody for listening to the Sunbird Sports Show. I've had an absolute blast bringing you all the good stuff that's going on here on campus. And we got Ray Eggert here, right next to me here at Dan Martin Stadium. I think it was April 24th, maybe? I don't know. Around there, you were named the new men's and women's swim and dive coach here on campus. You're an alum of the school, national champion as well. So, first of all, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to kind of be back and get in the swing of things and stuff. So, I'm happy to be here. Very blessed.
So, walk us through. So, you're currently the head coach at Sanger, right? You're teaching at Sanger. But just kind of walk us through your time here, maybe a couple of your stops, and then how you arrived at Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, for sure. So my high school coach actually got the first job here to kind of start the program, and I wasn't doing much at the time, and he was like, hey, you want to come swim for me? I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So I hadn't really heard of Fresno Pacific, even though I grew up here, kind of a well-kept secret and stuff even till now, so goal is to kind of get our name out there. But came, swam, part of the inaugural program for both swimming and water polo. Loved it, had a blast, best years of my life for sure. Won a couple national championships, and then left here, went to Clovis North for a little while. Young program there. The school was just built kind of about 5 years after I got there. Started to kind of compete D2, won a D2 one of the years I was there for Valleys, and then left there. Left coaching for a little while, and then kind of came back to it recently at Sanger High School. My friend was kind of coaching there. He kind of convinced me to volunteer for a little while, and one day turned into two, and two turned into four. And my wife was like,
it's usually how it goes.
Yeah. My wife was like, I thought this was like a volunteer one day thing. And I was like, I love it. So it's hard. And then I've been there for about 2 years. Got a really strong program, so it's kind of hard to leave there. Graduated from there, went to high school there also. But it kind of couldn't pass up the opportunity to be back at my alma mater here and try and compete and stuff. So.
And now you're wearing the Fresno Pacific University polo and the hat. You are all in. What does it mean to you, right, to come full circle? You swam here, part of the inaugural program here at Fresno Pacific. Water polo, too. I forgot to mention that. And now you have your own program. The keys have been handed to you.
Yeah, it's surreal for sure. I think it's definitely a blessing, and I think it's kind of meant to be. I think a lot of it for me, my journey in life was shaped here. My coach helped shape my life of what it is now, and I kind of hope to be that opportunity for other kids coming in. And that's the real goal, is kind of try and build these men and women to be better people for the most part. So when they leave the program, when they kind of retire from swimming, when they swim the last meet, they have an identity of who they are and have that passion for Christ. And are able to kind of follow through and become people of the world that are going to contribute at a very positive level, you know. So that's the goal.
And you got some great coaches. I know Kyle Ferguson speaks very highly of you. I'm just talking about the wonderful coaches that are here on campus. It's probably a pretty easy transition. So, I mean, obviously we're early in the process, but as far as being acclimated with everything, it's pretty natural for you, right?
Yeah, it has been too. It's been really nice, kind of like a nostalgia kind of coming back, being on campus, seeing a different side of things, obviously coming from a student athlete kind of side of things. And now I'm kind of a head coach and things, kind of a different side that I'm looking at, which is pretty cool. But at the same time, it's very natural to be back on campus. And I think the feeling coming back, the welcoming, everybody just congratulations, want to get to know me. And obviously having some coaches here that I knew when I went to swim, obviously Brian Sahobe, the water polo coach, still here. He coached me when I was here. So it's kind of nice to see familiar faces as well as the new ones. And everybody's just very welcoming and excited to have me here. So it's nice.
Roster. How are you going to accumulate a roster? Do you know how many girls or men and women are going to be returning? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, we got a lot of girls returning, which is nice. Don't have to do a whole lot. Just definitely going to kind of bring in a couple freshmen and things. I'm kind of behind the eight ball. You kind of start these recruiting throughout the year. I have kind of essentially 3 months to bring in some seniors that
You're well involved in the Valley.
Oh,
right? I mean, you're coach at Sanger, so you know everybody's times and all the coaches too.
100%. So it makes it nice. I've already got a pretty good relationship with a lot of the coaches and stuff, so I can kind of – I've been in contact with them already on kind of just a fit, because that's the number one key I'm bringing in for the first year. It's about finding people, men and women, that are going to be a fit for the culture that I want to bring. I want to transform the culture from what it has been the last couple of years, and the goal is to not only go out there and win, but it's about building a good foundation and building a culture on Christ and family, and kind of having that ideal and mindset is number one goal. So that's first year, and I think I got a lot of returning athletes on both the men and women's sides that are excited for that change, because their times here have been a little bit rough, and I'm trying to make it better and improve their time here so their experience is what I had when I went here. That's the goal.
That's awesome. All right, so we got about another minute here with Ray Ager. All right, so what is the timeline, right? When's the season start? Just kind of remind me of all that.
No
like,
worries.
When's season start, and when are you guys going to get able to get jump in the pool?
Yeah, so season will probably start. I haven't set an official date or anything, but usually starts around September. So kids kind of get acclimated a little bit to the campus. Then we kind of roll right in. Build a good foundation, get kind of used to people that are don't know my coaching philosophy, my coaching style, which is a lot of fundamentals. So get them used to that and things, and kind of dive in once season kind of gets going, split up the groups and kind of go from there. But very excited, and then obviously we'll try and get as many people to NC2A D2 Valleys or D2 Nationals.
And you still have a season, right? You're in season at
Sanger? In season at Sanger. So Valleys is this week. So I got about eight or nine swimmers going to Valleys. CIF
awesome.
Central Sections D1 this week. So they're finishing up kind of their little process. And then once I'm kind of done there this week, unless I have any kids kind of make it to state, I'll be done and kind of full focus more on here, just teaching and then coaching at FPU and stuff. So
a little bit
less off my plate, which would be nice for now. But it's been a little bit hectic, but very good things are coming, so I'm excited.
Good. So Sanger gear during the day, then Fresno Pacific gear maybe at night.
Right now,
when you're on campus.
Yeah, exactly. I like to show all the spirit. So
awesome. Well, Ray, thanks for coming on. Good to meet you, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
No, I appreciate you squeezing me in, and I'm sure we'll be around.
Absolutely. All right, so we got about five more minutes left in the show, and this is the time where we bring in Pablo Zubieta. He's done this many, many times over the last – oh, we lost your paper. The wind is picking up. Got Eric Bentley with the save right now. You've done this many, many times. I mentioned earlier that you were a little surprised, Pablo. This is show number 28. And I don't know, what do you think? You've been a part of maybe 20 of them, 18 to 20? You missed a couple here and there because you had different things that you had going on in your life, as a college student usually does. But here we are. Last show, my friend.
Last show, Paul.
What do you got?
It's crazy to be here. so excited and so happy to join you, as always. And so grateful for the opportunity to have worked with you throughout the whole year. I've learned so much about the career that I want to do, and that's all props to you. So today, actually, we have a surprise for you. Before we jump into what's next, we're going to ask you some questions. You're going to be the man on the spot today. here we go. So we're going to start off talking about the show. I want to know, what was your favorite show of the year, or one that stood out, or what team or story stuck in your head from the 28 shows we had?
You know what? And I don't know if this is recency bias, but I got to be honest. Like, last week's show coming off of the flight night, that was awesome. And I think the reason why is because I didn't quite know what to expect going into co-hosting the show with Scott Bemis. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I even was asking Scott, I'm like, do you know how long it's going to last? Are parents invited? I don't see any parents. I don't really see any, regular people at this event. And it was basically students and their coaches and a few admin. And being able to watch the highlights and the cheering, and the pictures of the student athletes up there and everyone just coming together for one last event, that was awesome. It surprised me, and it was just great wrapping it up with you last week, and Brianna and Lydia as well. I'm gonna go with last week. That was a highlight for me.
That was a special one, and you made the night so special hosting the event. That was a really fun night, flight night. And next question, Paul. We know that one of your interests is coaching. Which sport or sports do you coach, and which age group? And what do you enjoy the most about coaching?
Yeah, so when I graduated from Fresno Pacific University in 94, I knew I was going to get into elementary or high school, elementary, junior high teaching. I didn't quite know what at that time, but I knew I wanted to coach high school, though. I loved high school sports. I played basketball and baseball at Emmanuel High School. My brother graduated in 93, and right after he graduated, I got an assistant coaching job at Emmanuel High School for baseball. And I coached with Tim Thiessen there, who's a Fresno legend, Fresno State Hall of Famer, and we won Valley Championship in that first year. Then I became the JV coach for 5 years, and I just really loved that. Then I got married, and a few things changed in life. And I've been teaching in Traver, which is south of Kingsburg, for the last 7 years, and we're a K-8 school. So I've been coaching junior high athletics, been an athletic director there for the last 15 years. But as soon as I got on campus there teaching fifth grade, I coached the junior high sports and coaching this year. Check this out. So flag football, eighth grade flag football to start. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I coach soccer. And you know how much I know about soccer? About 8%. I don't know what that means, but
8%
yeah.
Is not that high.
And then we rolled into basketball, and now we're into boys volleyball. We got a little dynasty with boys volleyball at Traver. We got a nice gym. So that's my coaching experience. But if I would have to choose my favorite, it's actually baseball, and I don't coach baseball right now.
Oh, that's unfortunate, but I'm sure you'll get back to it. And you're coaching everything, so it's pretty special. Okay, next question, Polo. I'm gonna ask you, what are your hobbies, and what do you enjoy doing with your free time? And before your answer, I want to clarify, I've heard a rumor that you're into video games.
Video games. I have my own, and Coach Haydock has seen it, I have my own Star Wars / video arcade in my house. We converted the garage into that room, so I got 5 arcade games. I got the old Miss Pac-Man, Galaga, Centipede, Return of the Jedi, a sit-down Star Wars game. Got 3 pinball machines, Star Wars, a Lord of the Rings, and an X-Men, and I got a bunch of Star Wars. They're not toys, memorabilia in the room. Bunch of Star collectibles.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my happy fun place right there.
Okay, and what movie from Star Wars is your favorite?
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back?
There's only one answer for that.
No doubt.
Strikes Back.
Okay, I had so many more questions for you, Paul, but it seems like we're running out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and say our last, what's next? Up next, Track and Field will be competing this Saturday at Azusa, California in the Last Chance Meet. This is the last opportunity for athletes to get a qualifying mark for nationals at the end of the month in Pueblo, Colorado. Good luck to our Sunbirds. And with that, back to you, Paul.
All right. That is a wrap for show number 28, the last show of the year. Thanks to everybody out there for their help and for making this such a great experience for everybody. I love Fresno Pacific University, and I hope that was able to shine through these shows. So thank you to everybody out there. And thanks to you, Pablo, my friend. Great job all year as well. We'll talk to you soon. And go Birds.
Go Birds.
You're listening to the home of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.